CliffCentral.com. This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Sex Talk on CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning, Unradio, Unscripted. And I have to tell you this morning, it is without a doubt uncensored. So we are live at Sexpo in Johannesburg. I'm sitting with some cool people, somebody I've known for such a long time, such a good friend and a good guy, Mr. Sexpo South Africa.
Hi, Tonti, how are you doing?
Sean, it's so cool to be here and to be able to do this live. It's so exciting.
No, I think that the ambience here is a little bit different to studio.
It is indeed.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun here this morning.
Absolutely. And it's amazing because Sexpo has gone through such a change this year. And it's really kind of become much softer. It's much more accessible to people. Why was that? What was the direction that led us there?
I think when I was asked to take over the license, I think you and I had a long discussion, and having known each other for what, I think we're close on 17 years now.
Something like that, yeah.
From the days when I used to work in a Santon video store as a clerk, as a student. That's how far back we go. I think, you know, even back then we had discussions about how sensuality needs to always trump overt sexuality. And I think that's the wrong direction that the show went. And while it worked for a period, I think people get tired of it very easily. Titillation is a lot better because what we're trying to do here is get couples revved up. We're not trying to give them the full Monty and then they go home and they're not quite sure how to translate that into their relationship. So we had to kind of dial things back a bit and bring it back to health, sexuality and lifestyle so that you're actually learning and you're exploring. And I think the most important thing is start having fun again.
I think we live in a
world that is just so full of instant gratification. You know, you want porn, you go on the internet these days. You know, I mean, we've got two massive banners here for two of the biggest websites in the world, you know, Tushy and Blacked. Why? Because people aren't buying DVDs anymore. You've got Tinder, you've got Grindr, you've got all these apps, and it's all about instant, and we forget that we just actually need to stop, smell the roses, and have some fun with ourselves and with our partners.
Yeah. Now, there's two things to that. The first is that we forget that it is meant to be fun, and we do take it so seriously.
Yes.
Like, you've got to have an orgasm, and I've got to have an orgasm, and we've got to get it right, and it's got to be the right positions, and instead of just enjoying it and making
minutes
it about
and
pleasure.
20 minutes, and there's times put on everything. And I think that's what the change in the show was all about, was taking it to a point where adults can come, there's no kids, there's no problems on that side, and we want them to take their time. Forget about having to capture everything on video. You don't have to live your life from behind that cell phone this weekend. Come and enjoy, experience, have a good laugh with your partner, have a good laugh with your friends, experience things and actually just be human, just for a couple of hours, then go back to the grind of trying to find out what's happening with the finance minister on Twitter.
Yeah, and that's it. And even the shows that we're doing in Theatre of the Erotic, it's real people having real pleasure.
Experiences.
That's it. It's not an act, it's not a performance. It's like if we're doing a pleasure massage, if a woman has an orgasm or she doesn't, it's about something that's real and authentic.
This is it.
And that's the beauty of this.
And I think that's where we want to take Sexpo, is back to that experience where people are having fun and they're learning and they're engaging and they're asking the questions that need to be asked.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the things that you've done this year, which is fantastic, is this play area. Well, it's like big jumping castles for kids, for adults.
Well, I mean, how many times do you go to a kid's birthday and you sit there and you've got your cup of Coke in your hand and, you know, okay, some of the dads take the hip flask with,
absolutely,
but, you know, they're sitting and they're watching this and you just want to go jump on that damn jumping castle,
absolutely,
and be a kid again. Why not? You know, so from today we'll start with the whole program where it's couples versus couples, it's battle of the sexes, and there's prizes, and it's just be a kid again. Because you know what? We are so serious in our day-to-day lives. There are so many worries. And you know what? Sex should be fun. Relationships should be fun. But it's all this pressure, and we've got to get rid of it. And, well, it happens once a year.
Yeah, and that's right. And even the stage shows that are here, I mean, they're world-class shows. I was blown away. The dances, the music, it really is. It's a world-class production.
You know, I mean, I think I'm probably the unluckiest person when it comes to Sexpo because I never get to see the stage shows. Mm. And last night I took half an hour and I just went and stood there and I caught Sex Rocks from Frog Productions and I was just completely and utterly blown away. I mean, I could not stop thanking the crew for what they've put on.
That's amazing. And what Dean and the guys have done, it's incredible.
Integrity. I mean, they've been with us for years. Mm. And, you know, when I was asked to take over the license, it's quite a nice story. Is I phoned Dean and I said to him, this is what I want to do. This is where my plan is. Do you think everyone will get behind me? Can we fix it? Can we get it right? Can we bring it back to where it needs to be? And, you know, Dean believed in me so much that he was in the meetings with me with Australia, sitting there, we were talking production already. And, I mean, the stage is just, wow. You know, the moving screens, the lights, the sound, it's world class. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a stage inside Sexpo look like this before. Yeah.
And this is what's so wonderful. There is something here for everybody because you can learn stuff at the workshops. And at the talks, we're doing a whole lot of workshops.
Well, I mean,
workshops
that workshop concept is completely different as well. You know, we're used to the people standing around on the outskirts, catching 5 minutes here or 2 minutes here, not focusing on what we're trying to tell them. So they're picking up a broken message. So once again, Dean said, why don't we do the silent workshop thing? The earphones, everyone's listening in. You have to sit down. You have to focus. You have to take that moment to engage with the talk. Mm. And I think these are the kind of changes that needed to happen.
Yeah, so you want to come later, learn mini expanded orgasm workshop, all about the G-spot. We're doing another talk on anal tips and the most awesome little mini workshop called The Art of Fucking, because it is an art.
It is.
And it's not just about kind of putting it in and wiggling it around, because anybody can do that. But there is such an art to pleasure.
But this is it. I mean, listen, I mean, you've been doing this for how many years now?
16, 17 years.
This is it. And, you know, it's wonderful to have you back as always, and you've always been a great supporter of the show, and you know, I hope that we can just take it bigger and better every year.
Really important to me because it makes everything accessible to people.
That's it.
And it normalizes it, and that's what's
so important.
You know,
it's non-judgmental. Yeah. Everyone who's here is here for the same reason. It's not like walking into a shop and trying to find a DVD and you've got the sales assistant staring at the back who looks like he's just come out of some B-grade horror movie. You know, it's open, it's laughing, people are engaging. You know, we've got the ladies only shopping for the slightly shyer ladies who can go and shop there quietly without males watching what they're doing. You know, we've got the man cave. There's just so much for everyone this year. And, of course, the lounges, the theatre erotic, which, I mean, I heard the announcements going out yesterday while I was doing other media interviews, and they were going, what, where do we find that?
Well, I have to say, with all due respect to everybody involved, one of my most awesome moments last night was we were doing, I think it was a sensual bondage show. Yeah. There were more people in the lounge than watching the show.
But this
and
is
I
it.
Loved that.
This is it. You know, sure. I mean, there's something for everyone. The Pulse Boys, we've got the LGBTR lounge for the first time, you know, which is nice. It's really, you know, we want to open up the doors to everyone. It's just, it needs to become accessible now. And South Africa need to get rid of the slightly prudish behavior. It's fun, you know.
We're all here because of it. And we're all doing it anyway, so let's bring it in the open and
enjoy it. Well, I mean, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't being done, so let's be honest.
That's right. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you so much.
Go and have a wonderful day.
See what goes on here.
I know you've got lots to do.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for being here.
And remember, I want two more girls, please.
Perfect. We'll make it happen.
Thank you so much. Cool. Wonderful to be at Sexpo with everybody. Come sit. So sitting in front of me is somebody who does something really interesting. We've actually been trying to talk since Sexpo last year, Ryan Sobey. So Ryan runs a wonderful organization called Cherished. Morning, Ryan. And
morning,
thanks
Gunty.
For coming to talk to us.
It's so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Cherished, what you do.
Well, so Cherished is a support group for women, particularly women working in the sex industry. Yeah. We just want to show they are loved and valued and have purpose.
So how do you support them? What do you do?
So we run support groups for them. Teams of girls who walk around the show. We give them gifts. We invite them back to our stand, give them massages. Because, you know, working here can be quite difficult. They can get sore feet. It's long hours.
Sore feet, right? I've been on my feet all day.
Yeah, you know, I mean, even yesterday I was battling sore back, sore feet. So if you've got to dance all day, you know, that's gonna affect you. So we want to support them well like that, and we give them good food, good healthy food, so they can keep their energy levels up. And then also we just want to show them that, you know, Jonty, you know that we are a Christian organization, so we just want to show them that God loves them, that God values them, and that they have purpose as well.
Okay. Do you put a judgment on on what they do?
No, of course not. So we here, like everyone, we come here completely non-judgmental.
Okay.
We don't want to put anything on. All we want to do is meet them where they're at
and
help them where they're at. That's what we're doing.
And outside of Sexpo, what happens with Cherished?
So Cherished has groups of, we've got teams of girls, and they go out to some of the clubs all over Joburg in Pretoria. And they go in there and just give the girls gifts. And, you know, if the girls need assistance in any sort of way, they can give us a call. And then we can help them. We offer them friendship. We get support dinners and pamper days that we offer them as well. And then if they want to get any sort of counseling, we connect them with the resources there.
Okay. That's fantastic. How did you get involved in this?
You know, Jonty, the reality, including this industry, is some people are struggling. And so we knew that some of these girls have been through really tough times, and psychologically it affects them. We also know that in some areas of this industry, it degrades the image of women in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just wanted to really show that God values them and loves them. And He created them, and so therefore He has given them intrinsic value. And that's how we sort of got into this. And my wife and I, we started the organization, and we just said, listen, we need to get into some of these clubs and just tell these girls how much they're loved and how much they're treasured.
Yeah, it's such an important thing, especially without a judgment and especially without trying to necessarily change or take them out of that.
Exactly. So Johnny, let me, one of the images that's portrayed by the church is that people look down upon this sort of industry, and that either you in the industry or you hate it, and that's not the way we want to see it. We just want to say that everyone's loved, and we're happy to go in there and just meet them where they're at. We don't want them to change the behavior. We want them just to know who loves them the most.
Awesome. So they can all come talk to you at Sexpo?
100%. And they can come and get a good massage on their feet. They can get some good food, make good friends, and relax in the stand so they can continue working.
Fantastic, Ryan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jonty. Thanks.
And have a wonderful day. And I'm going to see you lots because you're right across from my lounge.
100%.
So we will see you lots in the
day. Come
across. Thank you. So many people at Sexpo this morning. A new product in South Africa that I'm going to be doing some work with, which is pretty cool, Spartan.
Morning, Jonty. Thanks for having us.
That's so cool. Tell us about Spartan.
So Spartan is a natural formulation for male libido enhancement. We looked specifically at a natural formulation as opposed to your scheduled medication in regard to your Viagra or your Cialis, which is Schedule 6. And a lot of the products on the market currently that claim to be natural contain trace elements of these scheduled medications. If you do not go to a physician and he does not prescribe these products to you, you might have severe side effects such as headaches, can lead to something like heart attacks or strokes. That's why we were looking at a natural alternative, and we came up with a formulation, and we did a brand that looks very clinical because it's for everyone in the market, not only for men who suffer from erectile dysfunction, but also for younger and middle-aged men who just want to spice up their sex life.
Okay, and that's a huge thing because so many guys have this problem and they don't talk about it. I know from the work that I do, the amount of inquiries I get from men who suffer with early ejaculation and erection problems, and they never really do anything about it because there's such a stigma about it. As much as we think we brought it into the open, we have not. And a lot of male sexuality is still hidden and undercover, especially so many of the issues.
I agree 100%. We live in a very difficult society where people are very conservative when it comes to their sexual health. And that's why I think the Sexpo is great for exposing these things, to say that it's a natural part of life. You don't need to be shy about it. Everybody has problems. And if you suffer from early ejaculation, erectile dysfunction, it doesn't matter. It's not a problem. We can solve it with natural products. We can increase your libido so that you have a more active and healthy sex life, as opposed to just trying to look for a quick fix or trying to ignore the problem, which a lot of young men do.
And this is what we've been talking about, and hopefully we'll do some work together, is that to make it effective, it needs to be kind of, it needs to go deeper than just a tablet, a pill, a capsule. To actually say, let's give some proper education, work with sexual energy, learn more about your body, about the connection between your body and your mind, and how you can really be this amazing pleasure warrior.
That's exactly what it comes down to. If we don't talk about it, then we won't get to the bottom of these issues and we can't solve them. So the whole idea behind Spartan is not only to give a capsule to say this can help with your problems, but to explore sexual health in general, to say, what are the root problems? How are we going to solve them together?
And that's it. How did you get involved in this?
Well, I was actually approached by a company that developed this kind of product.
Okay.
They asked me to be their spokesperson. I don't know why exactly they...
What criteria do you have to be the spokesperson? I mean, you're a good-looking guy, got a nice body. I think you got a brain in your head.
Well, I think that's basically why they approached me, is because I'm not shy to talk about these kind of products and the problems. And I've used the product myself. I like using everything to test them firsthand to know exactly what the experience is. I can't promote a product if I don't know if it works or not.
Because a lot of guys, now let me come back to that, because a lot of guys who try some of the other products that are, let's say, in this, let's call it, I don't know what, alternate market, all sorts of things like headaches, sinus problems, stomach problems, all sorts of stuff like that as side effects.
That's correct. There's a lot of adverse side effects that are not always reported on the boxes or the package inserts, and that's why we want a clear indication to say, this is the product, these are all the ingredients, these are the common possible side effects, so that we are very open to say, this is what could happen. If you're uncertain, you can still consult your physician. But people don't talk about these kind of things. Even if they experience these side effects, they don't mention it to anybody, they're very shy, they don't want to talk to their doctor. And we're just trying to promote sexual health and openness about this kind of problem.
Yeah. Now, because our sexuality is kind of our life energy, when sexual energy is low and blocked and not flowing and there's sexual issues, other parts of our life tend to kind of go with that. So when we were talking yesterday, there were some other, not side effects, but some other benefits to the products, which is raising energy in general. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, if you have a better, healthier, and active sex life, it increases your life drastically. You have a lot more energy, you do not feel as stressed, and you can actually take on your day-to-day activities without feeling down.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't realize that the problem starts with something like sexual health. They just ignore the problem, stress overwhelms them, and it just becomes worse and worse. But if we get to the root of it, we say, okay, we all need to get it out there, talk about these problems, solve them, and then we'll have better, healthier lifestyles.
Yeah, because the draining stress of that, because that impacts at the really at the core of being a man. Your masculinity is so locked up in your sexual performance.
Exactly.
So when that can flow, then you can really be the fullness of who you are as a man.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the stress of that is incredibly draining. It impacts on work, it impacts on relationships, on being a parent, on every aspect of life.
It does, definitely.
Yeah, and I've worked with that for years, and you see the impact in so many different ways.
That's true.
And it's draining, and it doesn't have to be that way.
100%, I agree. That's why we want to expose it a little bit, and we are trying to grow our market with the whole sexuality, to partner with other things like the Sexpo, like other kind of products, so that we can increase the comfortability with sexuality.
Yeah, because you gave me yesterday a little bit of lube to taste. Now, I have to tell you, it was good. I'm a natural taste. I like natural. I like bodies. But this was interesting. So tell me a little bit about the lubes.
Well, we just partnered with Wicked Sensual Care, which is a US-based brand focusing on sexual lubrication, water-based, silicone-based, and then also a lot of products for toy lovers that they can use. They try to focus on the whole market to provide a natural product that is vegan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a big thing going globally now, people being vegan, vegetarian. So these products, the Wicked range, is vegan. It is certified by PETA in South Africa, People Against the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and then also it's paraben-free, which is a... An ingredient that is used in a lot of skincare products that studies have shown that it might promote cancer over the long run.
Mm.
And that's why this is paraben-free, which is currently very huge in the US market, and I think will overflow into South Africa as most of their products do.
Yeah. And just from being here yesterday, what kind of response did you get from people to the product?
Well, a lot of people are very shy when it comes to sexual lubrication. They say, no, we don't need it. We're not interested. Yeah. But we.
So I'll put my two cents in. You can never have enough lube.
That's correct. And we actually went with the approach to say, come and taste our flavored lube.
Mm.
And once people taste it and they see that it's not an oily taste, they actually are more open to trying the rest of the products, listening to what we have to say about the brand, so that we can promote using something like lubrication in your daily sex life.
Yeah. And response to Spartan?
Spartan, so far, it was a little bit slow, I think, being in the middle of the week. It will pick up over the weekend, but a lot of the people are very interested, and also being a natural product, going hand in hand with a natural lube, we are getting good feedback so far, and I think from today onwards, the weekend, we will get a lot better response on the Spartan specifically.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to being involved with you guys and working, because I think it's really, really important. And the more that we can bring it into the open, and the more that we can help people be sexually authentic and the fullness of themselves, the happier we will be. And there's enormous transformational power in that.
I couldn't agree more.
So thanks for coming to chat with us.
Great. Thanks for having us, John.
And we will see you later in the day.
Thank you.
Cool. So sitting with me now, somebody really, really special, who I spent so much time with yesterday in so many wonderful ways, Monique.
How are you, John T?
Yeah, I'm doing good. So Monique is in our Theatre of the Erotic and is doing the most beautiful... Oh, now I've got drugs to take.
Let me see. This is work for women. Oh, that sucks.
Listen, I don't think that you need any kind of help with anything.
No, I don't think. When it comes to you, John T, I don't need nothing.
So we did some beautiful shows yesterday where you were squirting. We did some sensual bondage. How was that for you yesterday?
Oh, John T, number one, I must say, for being so comfortable and so relaxed, it was all thanks to you. Made me feel very, very relaxed. But the other thing, just to explore and let it go, felt amazing. You block out all those people that's actually watching your show, and you just let it out. The wetter, the better for the better slide.
Okay. So what did you enjoy the most from yesterday?
Okay, well, something that you said that's also the first for you that we did was the scene that we did with Mr. Brown Sugar, Kyle from Magic Mike. You direct him, and he practiced it out on me, and just unexpected, I squirted all over him.
Good. So what I did was I taught Kyle to seduce. I directed him through that. So we are going to do this again today. We're probably going to do it twice during the course of the day. So listen carefully, everybody. If you want to learn how to use touch to seduce your partner in the most amazing way, you've got to come and see this new show that we are doing.
It's really wonderful.
It was so exciting to see because it was so real and unexpected. And that's the beautiful thing about this, because you've been a performer.
Yes.
You've been a dancer. You've been in movies. And that's all about performance. And yesterday was very real and totally authentic.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, I mean, it feels like, yeah, now maybe must do something because I'm performing on stage, but it's not. It's all of letting go, enjoying, feeling sensual, sexy, and free.
Yeah, and that's really the amazing space that Sexpo offers, is the freedom to do this. That in this lounge, we can have these amazing experiences. And that's just fantastic. So, Luan, come and sit down. Do not walk past. Put your bum in the chair.
Lolo. Hi, Hugh.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jonty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning? Tell us about the gay lounge.
Yeah, so we've got the Mail Booth Phantasm Lounge available. So shows will be running during the day. We have got the artist Betty Bangles, which is also a family from Cliff Central. And we've also got the Boylesque show running right throughout today. So there will be show times during the course of the afternoon and late night. And yeah, we're just looking forward to everyone showing up and supporting.
And what response did you get yesterday to the shows.
Yes, yesterday was stunning. We had a full packed lounge. So we were very, very fortunate to have all the VIPs with us yesterday. Mm-hmm. And everybody enjoyed the show. It was really amazing.
Oh, wonderful. I will actually have a time, if I've got some time, and pop in and have
you
a look.
You do not today. I will tell you that you do not. You John are going to work hard today.
John T's not giving you a tea break.
But what pleasurable work it is. Come on, you've got pleasure.
You know
how
what,
many orgasms did you have yesterday?
Yesterday I had seven or eight, if I can recall. But I know seven proper squirting orgasms.
Wow.
And these were not little kind of these were
gushes.
Orgasms. You have to know. So we soaked towels and furniture.
Today I'm even more prepared. I'm even more in the mood to explore the sensuality of this erotic lounge. Because you know what? For me, it doesn't even feel like work.
Mm.
It doesn't feel like work. All the thing that makes me feel like work is my feet.
Yeah.
That's a little bit sore from the heels. But otherwise, what a sexy, sensual, laid-back lounge.
Mm. And awesome. I think it looks stunning inside.
Yeah. It's our playground.
It is.
Awesome. Leeuwen, thank you.
Thank you, John T.
We appreciate will see it. You later in the day.
Definitely. Good luck for today.
Cool. Thank you. Toys. This is always a big thing at Sexpo, because that's one of the things that people come and buy here.
Okay, well, John T, I'm going to love and leave you.
Okay.
I need to go and prepare for my little adventure for
today.
We are
starting soon.
I'll see you guys later. Be good or be good at it.
So, you got to come see Monique later. This is a treat, because a woman so powerful and so in her sexual energy, most beautiful thing, and it shows how anybody can have the most amazing pleasure. Lady Jane 1 and Lady Jane 2. No, you have to put the mic right there like you're going to give it a really big smooch.
Or suck.
Or suck. If you can get your mouth around that, you have a whole other career possibility. And that is really awesome. So tell us about Lady Jane, girls.
Well, Lady Jane is back at Sexpo 2016, yes. And it rocks. Come join our stand at 91 and have some fun and buy the best toys on the market.
So what's been the most popular toy so far?
Our kissing swan, which we have here just to show you.
Mm-hmm.
On air, it's a bit harder, but it has a rotating head and goes from mild to wild. The kissing swan. It is an amazing product.
That just makes me chuckle the way you say that. Okay. What makes the kissing swan so good?
The kissing swan is the preferred...
Looks more like a kissing dolphin, I have to say. So,
no, the kissing swan is the preferred choice for ladies.
Mm-hmm.
In the luxury brand market. It has a rotating head and it has a clitoral stimulator,
okay.
which is the external part of the product, which we always recommend to ladies. It has quite intense vibrations as well. And these products are made of medical grade silicone.
Which means what?
Means that infection is limited. A lot of toys are made of other products that mm-hmm. give ladies infections. So medical grade is the way to go.
Okay. Have you tried the ladies' one?
Not yet.
What do you mean?
Will I use it?
What do you mean not yet?
I'm sorry. I haven't used it
yet. How are you selling toys? You know,
I've always seen how many products we've got.
Yeah. So which is your favorite?
My favorite. I'm more into the bondage. So
yeah.
I like whips and chains and ropes and stuff like that.
So can you come into the erotic theater later? We can kind of play with us.
I would love to.
We would love that too.
We should have done the interview there.
It's a little noisy down that side. Okay, is that a promise, or are we just saying this because we're on air and we want to sound good?
Well, I'm more than happy to meet you there later.
Okay.
I can try and take a break,
you
but we've just
try
been very
and take a break.
Busy.
We will just come and kidnap you.
Oh, I'd like that. Okay. I've got a collar.
Yeah, there we go. We will just put the collar, and such a pretty pink furry
it's
collar.
It's cute, eh?
It is.
You can still be girly and bondage.
Absolutely. That's the wonderful thing about so much of the fetish world and the sex world and the sensual world is the range of possibilities in how you can have this really beautiful pink leather collar with fur.
With fur so that I don't chafe.
Yeah, and that's really, really awesome.
Mm.
Do you have matching wrist and ankle cuffs for it?
I will show you later.
Okay, this is a definite. So you are going to get kidnapped later and put on the stage in the theater erotic.
Can I have it in writing?
Give me the pen and I... And we will put it there. That is really, really simple. How did you guys get involved in selling sex toys? Why?
We do things differently.
Yes.
So we're not the average adult store. We focus on our luxury brands, imported luxury lingerie. So we cater for those with a sense of taste and style that matches an opulent lifestyle.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, thank you for coming to talk to us.
It's only a pleasure.
We are definitely going to spend playtime later with you. That is an absolute given. Kyle.
Hi there, ladies. Hi there, ladies.
Hello.
So later, we are going to kidnap this gorgeous woman.
Nymphonettes.
And we are going to put her on the stage in the theater. Erotic.
Slowly.
And do the most beautiful sensual bondage with her.
Yes.
How about that? There we go.
You're down. Nice.
Carl's up. Down. Thank you so much. Let's have a wonderful, wonderful day at Sexpo.
Thank you very much.
You
and
too.
We will see you later. There's no question
bye
of that. You, this is a serious thing. This has been made out in public.
I know. I can see. It's awesome. Good. Can I also take my bars?
Of course you can. We love sharing. We are caring and sharing and
caring.
Everybody plays together in our world.
Play together, we stay together. Hey?
That's it. You know that old redneck joke and about people who live in the deep south in Bloemfontein, the family that plays together stays together. A creepy moment. Thank you, girls.
Thank
go and
you.
Get
thank
ready
you,
for Sexpo.
Ready for the day.
See wonderful. You guys later,
so come
Lady
see
Jane.
Us at Sexpo. Yes,
bye.
Absolutely. Now he's run away again. He keeps doing this. Kyle, come and sit here. He keeps running away. The whole day he runs away. And every time I'm looking for you, you've disappeared somewhere. And then you come back
in
with
demand,
these gorgeous
in demand.
Girls, and then you disappear again.
I'm all yours. I promise you I'm all yours.
Okay. How was yesterday for you? Because Kyle is in our theater of the erotic, and you had some really cool times yesterday.
You know, yesterday was a bit of an experience, shall I say. Like, it was an experience within myself. I had to get out of my comfort zone. And on top of that, I witnessed beauty on a different level, you know, beauty through pain. I never ever thought I'd experience that, and I thought that was something magical, something I would do again, definitely.
Because you were actually put on a table, and you were tickled with a feather, you were spanked with a paddle, you were flogged a little bit.
In the most vulnerable ways as well, man. I felt vulnerable as can be, but once again, the experience is beautiful. Can't complain.
And you've never had that experience before?
Never, ever. I've never met someone kinky enough to do stuff like that. So, I don't know.
See, previous little nerds. Anybody who thinks they're a nerd out there, there is hope for you.
A lot of hope, a lot of hope, a lot of hope.
Absolutely. How was the whole of the show for you yesterday, being here, the atmosphere? The vibe,
you know,
people?
Yesterday I witnessed a woman getting an orgasm on stage, like a live orgasm. Now, a lot of people think, hey, it must be weird, must be acted, must be something that was pre-scripted, whatever the case may be. And knowing the woman myself, wasn't. In fact, it was pure, it was beautiful. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing it again today, to tell you the truth.
You're going to see lots again today.
I'm eager. I'm super, super, super eager.
There we go. And you learned some things yesterday.
I have, and I'm actually excited to try them out today. I learned a little bit of spanky, spanky here and there, how to use a few tools, and more importantly, how to use a feather. Who would have thought that a feather could create so much pleasure?
Yeah. The subtlety.
My.
And it's the small things that make the biggest impact.
Slow movements, as I was told.
Slow it down. Be in the moment and feel.
Embrace it. That's the word. Embrace. That's the one I was
looking
for.
Because that's the power of everything.
100%.
Absolutely. How did you get into the adult world?
The adult industry. Well, it started off as a modeling gig. Started working in gay clubs, all of those little things. And from there, I just realized, you know what? Sometimes you just got to accept your so-called flaws. People looked at it as a flaw once upon a time because I was overly sexual all the time. My mind just went in that direction. But like you said, I was a nerd when I was younger, so I didn't really act on it, but I thought about it and I spoke about it a lot. So it just made sense when I was actually in the industry and I had a little base to work off. And it was just happy days ever since, you know? I mean, I find pleasure in giving other people pleasure. I don't know what more to say about that. So
this is a real, like, kind of long-term career path for you. This is a real long-term career path.
Definitely. It's something I'm looking into doing. Hence the reason I asked you yesterday, how long have you been doing it for? And would you have changed anything, you know, would you stop? So I'm really, really content with what I'm doing, and I want to explore a little more. Mm. I want to explore my sexuality and my sensuality, if that makes sense. Yeah.
So my answer to that is, when the passion goes for me, when I stop enjoying what I do, then I stop.
I'm 100%
with that.
Because
it's not a job. This comes from really deep inside mm-hmm. of me.
It's a passion at the end of the day,
and
you know?
When I have... when it doesn't touch me,
yes, sir.
Then we're done.
Because at the end of the day, it's something you're sharing with someone. You know, you're sharing that vulnerability. You're sharing that space, that private space with someone.
Yeah.
Invading. And it has to be something beautiful.
Yeah. Where would you like to take this for you?
Where would I like to take this? Well, I've been looking into sensual massage, and I'd like to start my own practice eventually.
I know somebody who could teach you that, actually.
I would love that.
I know somebody.
If you know somebody, please send them my way. I will give them nothing but love today, all day.
Do you promise that?
I pinky promise that. I'm putting my pinky on the mic. So, pinky promise?
Yeah, but you're sitting right across from him. So,
there we go.
Does that mean that when I want you, you're not going to be fucking disappeared somewhere chasing girls?
I won't. I promise you I won't. They're going to be chasing me. They're going to be walking with me this time, okay? We're going to stay close to base. I promise you. We are going to stay close to base.
Okay. Because there's so much to do here, and there's so much to
a
see
lot
and to
do,
go wandering
exactly.
around.
And it gets crazy really fast, you know?
And there's some interesting food stuff here. There's some interesting guys with cakes. And
there's some interesting people.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting people to talk to. It's a fascinating place.
And you know what, like they say, today's going to pick up a lot more, so I'm interested in seeing people's reactions to different things, you know what I mean? Not everyone reacts the same to, let's say, a penis or a vagina, so I'm extra, extra, extra keen on seeing how people react to the beauty of the human body today.
Mm. Okay, now, we have to get a little bit personal here.
Okay, let's
just
go.
Just because we do. So yesterday we were chatting with a lovely young woman who had this great desire to insert a butt plug into you. And yesterday you were highly resistant to the idea. Are you as resistant today?
Definitely. It was a really big butt plug, you understand? So it's not something
I'm ego. The size, not the principle of
it. No, the principle too, but more so the size. The size intimidated me first because she didn't go for the smallest one.
Okay.
You know, she looked first at a really large one, then she looked at a larger one.
Okay.
So my options weren't too how can I say vast in that opinion, in that manner, shall I say?
Okay. So, but in principle, you'd have the experience or you wouldn't.
You know, you should try everything once.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure yet. Like, I'd have to be super, super, super comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to be extremely comfortable. So,
with the other person involved or comfortable, more comfortable
with
yourself?
Myself, I think. I think it's the conflict within myself and the things I've done in the past that maybe made me a little scared of such adventurous things.
Okay.
So I am still looking to open that side of my life up. Mm. I'm still deciding. So if there's a lucky lady out there who is keen to play, maybe we'll play.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Because that's always interesting. You know, it's one of the most frequently asked questions is about,
will a man take a butt plug?
No, about anal play in general.
Oh, yes,
and for men, it's such an incredibly intense desire to experience with their female partners.
True, true, true.
And I have to say, and we are giving a talk later on anal play and stimulation and how to do it in the best and the most 100%. Amazing ways. And my take on it is very much from a guy's point of view. You have to understand that if you want to stick something up her butt, she has the right to stick something up your butt.
100%, 100%.
Because you got to know what this is about. But there is intense pleasure for men to be had through anal stimulation.
I've never ever experienced it, to tell you the truth. And with that, I'm going to give you another truth. And that was that I've only experienced anal sex last year, like properly, because when I was younger, I had a really bad experience. Not sure if you can hear me.
Yeah, we can
hear.
Okay,
cool, 100%. So, it was about a year ago that I actually got to experience the whole anal experience with somebody else.
Okay, and how was that for you?
That was beautiful, because when I was younger and I tried it out, it was really terrible. It was something that actually freaked me out and took me off the topic completely.
Okay.
So last year was the first time, and it's been on my mind once or twice. Not for me, but for her.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. What was so exciting about it? Was it because it was kind of taboo or because it was new?
A bit of both.
Yeah.
I think it was really a bit of both. Like, the issue is, she was really experienced as far as sensuality goes, okay. You understand? So she taught me a thing or two, and when she did open up that window for me, it was an experience that I had never experienced before, because she unlocked a little animalistic side of me that evening, and it was beautiful. I haven't been able to experience something like that in a while.
Okay.
Where I've just lost all inhibitions and just gone with it.
So. Okay. Yeah, it is. It's a huge experience, and people really get so excited by it.
Yeah.
But one of the things, and I have to say this, and we say it again and again and again, and we do shows about it, and we give so many talks about it, and it's so important. You have to know what you're doing.
Yes,
you
I agree.
You have to really do some research. You really have to communicate with your partner.
People think it's just a boom, boom, bam, and it's done, you know? But at the end of the day, there's so much more to be done in the bedroom, and I've only learned that when I actually joined the sex industry.
Because a lot of that comes from porn. Because that's what you see. You 100%. See a porn scene, and a guy just sticks his cock in.
You see the 5-minute scene,
go.
Man. Yeah. You don't see everything.
And you don't see the preparation of everything else that happens before that.
100%.
And that's such a big thing.
Sorry, what are these?
Those are it's a sample from Spartan.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing some work with them later.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. So come and see Kyle at Theatre of the Erotic
in
action and learning and being spanked. And what a wonderful day.
Let's have a good one. Thanks
cool.
a lot,
Charlie. We'll see you later.
I will indeed.
Okay.
Bye.
So sitting opposite me now, this is just the best place to be in Joburg today. You can't imagine how many beautiful and amazing and funny people are here. And it kind of looks like home on a Friday morning. Because Dory's here, and Greg's here, and Casper's here, and Gavin's here, and Betty's here. And it's like home on Friday morning. Gorgeous girl.
Yes, sir.
How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. Absolutely great. And yourself?
Did you have a good day yesterday?
I did, yes. First year at Sexpo, so it's been quite an experience. And just, looking forward to the next 3 days.
Okay. Tell everybody your name.
So my name is Shayna.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Shayna is doing, I think that what you are doing is one of the most exciting things at Sexpo.
Thank you so much.
Because it's creative,
mm-hmm.
it's different, it's beautiful, it's classy. And when I look around here, and I've been in this world of sexuality for so long, and I don't know that there's a lot that I haven't seen or know about. And I have to tell you, when I see something that's different, and I get excited.
Thank you.
And when I saw your stuff, I got excited.
Oh, we are just so, we are so thrilled. I mean, we design it ourselves. It's like.
Yes, so tell us. It is.
Yes, so it is. Yeah, it's lingerie jewelry. It's all non-piercing, which is amazing because then it appeals to, the general public and women of all kinds and all sorts.
Yes.
And it's proudly South African. It's all made from non-allergenic metal alloys. Our gold's plated in 9-karat gold, and our silver's done in a rhodium finish. And we do everything from like little nipple drizzles, little nipple drapes. You got the chains going across the breasts. We do nipple necklaces, and those can be worn with or without lingerie. It can be worn with costumes. We do body chains, leg garters. So you name it, we design it.
I think it is really, it's beautiful and exciting and erotic.
Absolutely, really, and really sensual as well, you know.
How do the nipple things work? How does it stay on?
So it's actually like a little noose system. So it's like a little piece of elastic that goes around the nipple. Mm-hmm. And the little rubber noose that you slide up, it tightens gently around the nipple so it doesn't hurt. They're super comfortable.
And that also keeps the nipple kind of slightly aroused.
Yes, exactly.
Time.
I think a lot of the women feel like they always have to be, obviously hard to be able to apply these. But it's not. Once they're sort of on, they stay. And they are very, very comfortable.
Absolutely fantastic.
Stunning.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah,
stuff.
It was based a lot on the whole Grecian kind of style and design as well. Because back in the day, they didn't have, obviously lingerie and that sort of thing. So they used to use semi-precious stones, chains, all those sort of textures to actually create that sort of, sensual look in the night. So
and that's what it is, because one of the most amazing things about sensuality and sensual play is the different textures.
Exactly.
So when we do sensual play, we use fur and we use feathers and leather and floggers and paddles and
100%.
Even a little bit of like gentle kind of scrapey stuff on the body and brushes of different texture.
Yes.
And that's what this is. And especially when you feel kind of gentle metal on your body.
And it's cold as well. Mm. So it offers that, that cold sensation, which is, I think, also what people like about the product.
Absolutely. So when are we getting to clit jewelry?
We're actually in the middle of designing our new range for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So that should hopefully be out before February next year. We're also going to do some like diamante and pearl panties. We're going to do like the little handcuffs that can be worn during the day as bracelets, and then you attach them at night.
Ooh.
So you can use them then as like little handcuffs. We're going to do the same thing for the feet. And obviously as well, the same thing for, obviously the clits and the vagina and that sort of thing. Yeah. So the best thing about it is we design it. So whatever people obviously ask and want to introduce, we can come up with.
Is your background in jewelry or design?
It's not actually. It's in music. I'm a singer and a qualified vocal coach.
Okay.
So. I just sort of had this idea when I was watching this program and I was like, it was, like I said, it was a Grecian series. And I was like, wow, I've never seen like chains and stuff like that these women wear. And being a creative, I do anything and everything. I DIY, I sing, I dance. So I just came up with it. We handmade it. And there we go. 3 years later, we add our first X-Bone.
Okay. That's really, really exciting.
Thank you. Maybe next year I'll be singing and dancing with the jewelry on myself.
Sounds
use big. All the talent.
Absolutely. There's no reason that you should not.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
What did you enjoy most about being here yesterday for the first time?
I think it was the vibe and just getting to see the different kinds of people and introducing, I suppose, the more conservative people to essential products. Mm. That
and their response to
and
your product?
Exactly. Yeah, no, absolutely amazing. We've had an amazing response. Mm. Every person says they've never seen anything like it,
it's unique in South Africa.
100%.
I think I've seen just about everything.
Look, I mean, I know there's a couple of international companies that do something similar, but I know it's a little bit more hardcore. Like they use almost clamps around the nipple. And then again, like you say, the more conservative people almost shy away from that because they feel, you almost need to gently introduce those sort of products to people. So I think our product is something that offers that to, like you say, more woman than anything else. Yeah.
So we have to get personal here.
Yes,
just
sure.
A little bit personal.
Let's try.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you had nipple clamps on ever?
I haven't. Actually, I had to try a couple on in terms of, when I was designing my jewelry, but never for just my own experience and pleasure of it, unfortunately. I kind of use my own product.
Yeah? Okay. Because that can be very exciting.
Yeah, look, I mean, I definitely am. I'm a very sort of open person. I'm willing to try something. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. Mm. And I feel like that's only really the only way that relationships work and thrive is if you can be honest in what you like and what you don't. And then also offer the other person the opportunity to try what they're interested in experiencing,
Yeah, that's it. Men, jewelry for men, nipple jewelry for men. Yes, no,
well,
maybe.
Definitely, we get a lot of women asking for men stuff. So we're going to also have a look at that.
Okay, what kind of designs would that be for men?
Well, I don't know if I'd go so much with the nipples. I mean, I'd have to experience that market, see how many. I think maybe with the gay community that could work quite well. I think they would like that, and I'd absolutely love to dress up the divas. Mm. But we definitely want to have a look at, obviously, penis jewelry as well. Try and find like a nice essential, but also maybe a slightly more hardcore way.
Like an ornate kind of cock ring type
thing. Yes. Look, it's a lot of research that goes into it. I mean, we want to make sure that it's all hypoallergenic, that it doesn't hurt, but maybe people, do like that little bit of a different texture. So we've obviously got experience in that market, but 100%. I mean, even when I was looking at Picasso yesterday painting, I thought, oh, I wonder if my little new sister would actually go around there. We could dazzle it up as he paints, So, we're definitely going to look at designs for men as well.
It's an interesting thing of how many men would wear that and, what kind of design would men wear?
Yeah, and I'd like to bring in, like you say, the leather and the other textures as well to combine.
That's where our mind goes. It's kind of into the fetish and bondage world.
Mm.
Like even for a dom, for example,
to
have something like really beautiful ornate, almost like a breastplate
or
something like Roman-style breastplate.
Like maybe for the men, like those thick Roman cuffs on either side. Yeah. I mean, those would be gorgeous.
Absolutely.
And still offer like a strength to them, you know.
Shana, thank you so much. You guys got to come see the stuff at Sexpo. As I said, for me, the most exciting thing in Sexpo, other than my lounge, is your stuff, because it is so unique. It's beautiful. And I think the energy you guys have put into it is awesome.
Unbelievable. I can't wait for the next three days. Thank you so much.
Here's an offer for you.
Yes.
You are welcome to come on Sex Talk any Friday morning, regardless of what we are talking about.
Oh, fantastic. I'd love that.
So any Friday morning you want to drop into the studios, and you are welcome.
Absolute pleasure. I'll be there. I'll bring some entertainment. I'll bring some jewelry. And then maybe you could be the first to test our men's range.
So much pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a fabulous day,
Absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely.
Ciao.
Absolutely. Ha! Sex Talk from Sexpo, our first live outside broadcast. Tomorrow, I hope that you're listening, or you're going to listen to the podcast, because I'm thinking about you and I miss you and I wish that you were here with me. And we will be back with you next Friday. We wish you all so much pleasure. Please come and see us and come and say hi at Sexpo at Nasrec. CliffCentral.com.